I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Believe it or not, summer's about to slip away, and before you know it, your kids are going to be back in school. Well, don't let the opportunity to spend some time with them in the outdoors slip away as well. We'll talk a little more about that coming up.
Take me fishing, because our boat's cooler than any video game.
Take me fishing, and make me feel 16 again.
Take someone you love out on the water and see where the water takes you.
Take me fishing, because my wedding will be sooner than you think.
Rediscover the joy of boating and fishing. Get information and get going at takemefishing.org.
Sure, it's hot right now, but hey, it's summertime. It's supposed to be hot, and the kids are out of school, and they're probably looking for something to do. Scott Warner with the West Virginia DNR says, go ahead. Make some time for a few adventures with them.
We've got an abundance of opportunities in West Virginia, whether that's fishing, hunting, or just camping, or introducing them to the outdoors. There's a lot of places and things to do in West Virginia. If I was a parent looking for something to do, I wouldn't even go any farther than my backyard, whether that's introducing them to archery or even maybe heading down to a local stream or a pond just to spend a couple hours with them casting or spending time with them, so you can actually introduce them to not only recreational opportunities, but just an activity that you can do together and make some memories.
Nature and outdoor pursuits are special here in West Virginia. They're wholesome, they're educational, and largely, they're right here. Same goes for your kids. How they turn out when they're older depends on what you do with them during the summer.
If you're wanting to create or develop a hunting or fishing partner, now's the time to do that. If you wait till your son or daughter is 16, 17, 18 years of age, and you try to introduce them at that time, you're going to miss out. You've got to bring those kids or recruit those kids when they're young. There's a lot of interest in kids to get involved, and there's a lot of willingness out there for them to learn new things. But if you turn them down too many times and you wait till they're 18, you can't bring them back. And unfortunately, a lot of parents have not taken advantage of the opportunities we have in the state of West Virginia. And when they're 17, 18 years of age, you know, they're not going to ever get involved in hunting and fishing.
Now, don't worry about making it being too elaborate. An outdoor experience can be a simple walk through the small woodlot next to your housing development or in a local park. Wade a creek for crawdads. Point out the ecology, stress conservation, and the great circle of life in terms that youngsters can understand. And when they get excited with them.
Visit one of our state parks, or wildlife management areas or national forests that we have in the state. We have 1.5 million acres of public land that's available. That's an outdoor classroom. And what better way to spend a summer afternoon than in one of these outdoor classrooms? We've got nature trails or hiking trails. We've got the wildlife center that people can enjoy. Take a kid camping.
Bottom line, summer's about half over, and once school starts, time with them is going to be limited. Take advantage of the vacation and take one yourself to do something outdoors with your son or daughter today. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.